Do you have a routine every time you get in the shower? An order with which you do everything?
Yeah.
It's 99.7 DJX. I was just thinking about this the other day because I actually took a shower. No, I'm kidding. I take showers a lot. I'm a routine showerer.
Yes.
But
are you in the morning or at night?
I'm a at night showerer.
Because you jog.
Because
you run.
Yeah, I'll run in the afternoon and I don't want to lay in with a sweaty body in a clean sheet.
Dried sweat, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I do that. But I thought about this because I did a different order the very last time I showered.
Like consciously?
No,
or accidentally?
No, I accidentally did.
Did you like forget what you typically do?
No.
Just made up while you're in there for the first time?
Kelly. So this is how I typically shower.
Okay.
Okay. Get in, wet myself.
Yeah.
Do my hair.
Yeah.
I have some of the tea tree tingle shampoo.
Oh, nice.
So it's nice. Do the hair, and while it's soaking in, marinating, do the bar soap on the body, rinse that, rinse the hair, done.
Do you condition? Is there like a 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner?
I don't need to condition, Kelly.
Oh.
Look at my hair.
Okay.
I don't have long hair. I'm saying, like, if I had longer hair, maybe I would condition.
Okay.
But I don't have hair that I need to condition. I don't feel.
Okay.
So when I got in the other day, I realized after I was already sudsing my body with the bar soap, I was like, oh, dang.
I forgot to put the shampoo?
Yeah. What am I going to do when the shampoo's trying to marinate?
Well, now you're just wasting time. You're just going to stand there.
Yeah, and I'm just going to stand there.
And you're going to feel like a big time waster. And
that's right.
Yeah.
So that was, so I was like, you know what? There was an order to this that I messed up. What do you do?
So did you cut down the marinating process for the hair? Or did you let it marinate as long as possible? And
no,
you just sat there
I
and thought about your
did,
life choices that you're wasting so
I
much time?
I probably did cut down on the marinating time.
Okay.
So I just put it on, waited a few seconds, and was like, all right, I can't do this.
I think most people, if you're doing it right, you are letting the shampoo and or conditioner marinate.
That's what I'm saying.
While you're washing the rest of your body.
While what I do, but I realized...
And or shaving.
...that I have a system that I bypassed when I showered last and it threw everything off.
Because a lot of us ladies like shave the legs in the shower, which you don't have to do.
What is your order?
It's the same order.
Yeah.
You get in, you wet everything. I'll wash my face a little bit because I have like a nighttime mask that kind of gets hard on your face.
Okay.
And when you wake up, you got to wash that off first. And then I put, like I do the shampoo.
Are you a morning shower?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to wake up. Because if I do it at night and then I've just got bedhead, that's more difficult to tame if you don't wash it.
If
you just wash it.
I do run the risk of bedhead. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I got to like wet it down in the morning sometimes.
Right. And
tame that stuff.
And sometimes I'll do that and it's fine and dry shampoo and a little water and just blow it out again.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that takes more time and effort than just starting fresh with washed hair.
I feel like if you're not multitasking with the different steps, you got to be overlapping the steps.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's just a waste.
Right.
Unless part of your shower thing is just decompression and you just go there and let the water
and the steam,
like just
open
steam, kind of just sit there for a hot minute before you actually do anything.
Maybe you got a stiff neck and your shoulders hurt.
Maybe you've got to cry in the shower
cry a little bit.
You know, you need to have time for that. Yeah, but you don't want to be crying while there's shampoo on your face because then that could sting.
Exactly. Yeah. And you got to make sure you're not bending down too much with shampoo that could run in your eyes because that's ouchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if you've got some tingle kind of shampoo.
I know. Those are
on
fun.
On your noggin. So is there like a correct way? I feel like
the
reason why you brought that up?
No, I just...
Is there a debate online? People there's a correct way to do it?
I did see a Reddit thread that did have something to do with here's the correct way to do it. And it was shampoo and rinse, wash your face, apply conditioner, wash your body, then rinse the conditioner out. I feel
they're saying let the conditioner marinate while you wash your body.
Which if I would have done conditioner, that's probably the order that I would have done too. I would have done shampoo. I would have done I don't really wash my face. But anyways, getting into the weeds here.
Okay. Well, apparently somebody in the comments said their dermatologist said that's wrong.
What is?
The conditioner won't fully rinse off your skin if you're like doing that last, rinsing it off last. They said shampoo and rinse, condition rinse, and then wash your face and body.
Interesting. Oh. Interesting.
I'm never going to do it like that.
Okay.
Can't change Kelly. Won't stop. Can't stop.
That's
won't
right.
stop.
All right. Time for Can't Be Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Be Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Peppy calling us from the South End. Hi there, Peppy.
Hi, Peppy.
Hello.
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 Peppy's 5'6", has brown hair, is single, and drives a Kia. So
fantastic. How tapped in to pop culture-y things are you?
Not good, really, at all.
Listen, she's saying that, though. She's saying that now. She could be setting me up for the big smackdown.
Peppy, I need you to bring it. I need you to focus. Lock in, Peppy. Lock in.
I mean, she could just... If ever all the listeners can channel all the answers to her, she can pull off a gigantic upset here
all right.
and ruin my streak.
Yeah.
What are we up to right now?
26-0.
I shouldn't have asked.
Yep.
All right. I shouldn't have asked.
Peppy, here's what's going to happen. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right, you beat Kelly and win everything. If you tie or get less, then obviously you can't beat Kelly, and you're subject to ridicule.
The shaming.
Okay. Peppy, you ready?
Yes.
Let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Oh, get out of here, Kelly. Bye, Kelly. Bye, Kelly. Sorry, she's headed to the hallway. All right, here we go. Question for you. This artist's net worth doubled to $2 billion, according to Forbes, making her the richest female musician in history.
Taylor Swift.
This athlete revealed that they are recovering from a frightening health incident that nearly killed them recently.
I don't know.
You're not going to guess?
Caitlin Clark. I don't know.
This artist recently got a lot of attention for canceling a concert stop of theirs early in the day due to the threat of severe weather later that evening. That never actually happened.
Just read this. I don't think it was Morgan Wallen, but I'm going to say Morgan Wallen.
This 17-year-old graduated from high school in Los Angeles on Friday with their mother, Angelina Jolie, photographing the ceremony.
Shallow.
These actresses are officially reuniting for a follow-up to the 1997 cult classic Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh my God. I don't know.
What do you think,
Lisa
Peppy?
Kudrow.
Yeah.
And
need one more.
Maria Serrano.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Whoa!
I threw my pen.
I was going to say, you got really excited. I threw a pen. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Peppy, hang tight. We're going to ask Kelly the same question.
Wait, how does Peppy feel like? How'd you do? How do you
did
do?
Horrible.
Horrible? Okay.
Mm.
Horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
I don't know if Ben agrees.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, question one for Kelly. This artist's net worth doubled to $2 billion, according to Forbes, making her the richest female musician in history.
Taylor Swift.
Both got that right.
Okay.
Next question. Can't beat Kelly. This athlete revealed they are recovering from a frightening health incident that nearly killed them recently.
What's her name? Simone Biles.
You got that right. Peppy, incorrect.
Oh,
mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. Next question. This artist recently got a lot of attention for canceling a concert stop of theirs early in the day due to the threat of weather later that evening that never actually happened.
Okay, that's Morgan Wallen.
You both got that right.
Oh.
Peppy was unsure of her answer, but Got it.
I remember that. Because then the city officials were like, no, he didn't contact us.
This 17-year-old graduated from high school in Los Angeles on Friday with mother Angelina Jolie photographing the ceremony.
Okay. Which one was it? They have a lot of kids. I think that was... It's not Zahara. It's Knox, right? Knox?
Knox Jolie Pitt was correct. Not Shiloh.
Okay.
Becky said Shiloh.
That's a good guess, though.
These actresses are officially reuniting for a follow-up to the 1997 cult classic Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino.
You both got that right. But Pepe! Oh, no!
Pepe! Good
she
game,
got
though.
5 out of 5.
Oh!
5 out of 5.
Oh, Pepe.
I mean,
I was thinking... I'm sorry, I was perfect.
I'm sorry. You are not sorry. I was thinking, of any time Kelly is vulnerable, it's today.
It's today.
Because she woke up
morning.
In a frazzle,
yes.
and a rush, and
yes,
all that, and
all
so... But Pepe, only 3 right for you, so...
A solid performance.
Pepe, the last thing we need from you, my name is Pepe, and I can't beat Kelly.
My name is Pepe, and I can't beat Kelly because she's the GOAT.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, the Pepe. GOAT.
Pepe.
Pepe, listen, we're going to... thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to hook you up with a prize.
You get a prize. I get the crown. You get a prize.
Yes, but Pepe sometimes would like the crown, too.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay.
Just not today, Pepe.
All right,
today.
Hang tight, Pepe. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Wow, 27-0.
You do not understand the pressure that comes with this game for me.
27-0.
Oh, it makes my head hurt.
Can't beat Kelly.
Yes!
Look at that. Congratulations. Rolling into the weekend undefeated on 99.7
wow.
DJX. We always say that love can find you in the most random of places, right?
Yeah, you just got to be ready for it, or at least keep your eyes open to recognize it.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. That doesn't necessarily mean you should be searching for that love while you're on the job, like in this setting, the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without checking Tinder while you're in an active police situation, when you're the police, then you're
what
doing okay.
What are we doing? Are we on a stakeout? Is there some time to kill?
So it's an active SWAT operation. It's going down.
Okay.
And there was, there was overhead surveillance,
mm-hmm.
like maybe a drone or something like that.
Okay.
But it captured what looked like a sergeant because he had a SGT on his jacket. Swiping through 3 women's dating profiles on his phone while he was positioned from a barricaded suspect.
That is not a good look. Listen, I understand there can be downtime.
But in not in an active
but
SWAT situation.
An active SWAT situation
no.
feels like that's
feels like
not
the wrong time.
A great time to
right.
go trolling for dates.
From WRAL.
You see him scrolling through that woman's profile there on the app before swiping left and then swiping left 2 more times.
Wait, is swipe right or swipe left? Which one?
I don't know.
Is swipe left like no? I think swipe left is no.
It might be no.
Swipe right is like yes.
Maybe, but did he try to say, oh, there were suspects?
So
I was researching suspects? Is that what he was trying to say, maybe?
No. The sheriff's office said this behavior does not reflect the standards, expectations, or policy of our department. We have initiated an internal investigation.
They had a connection to like who we were staking out.
But yeah, you just see him. He's just kind of like behind one of the tactical vehicles, just kind of like going... Just with
is
his
he
thumb.
Making facial expressions like, oh,
you can't see it. You can't see his no. facial expressions.
All right.
But the surveillance camera can clearly see, like, over the shoulder, like,
oh,
these women that he's
buddy.
Swiping on.
Oh, buddy.
Not the right time. Not
oh,
the right time.
Buddy, I know it's lonely.
It's
and
lonely.
I know maybe your job makes it tough to meet people.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe.
That's not the time or the place.
During
an active
SWAT situation.
Yeah, let's not do it then. Okay?
Let's wait until maybe our lunch break. or
I mean, look, I'm not sitting here thinking I know every ins and outs of an active police situation.
But I feel like maybe our attention needs to be focused on the optics, task at hand.
The optics are not great. All right.
It looks like maybe you're not paying total attention to what's going on.
All right. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without swiping Tinder when you're on an active police situation.
Can you imagine the meeting? The meeting's like, you were doing what?
Dave. Come on now.
Dave.
Come on now.
Help us help you. Listen, you know we got eyes in the sky. We got eyes everywhere. Yes. What are you doing?
What's the weirdest or most awkward place you found a date?
That's going to be tough to beat.
That might be tough to beat. I'd like to hear your stories, though. I will say, though, that Amy already sent us a voice note.
Great.
And I'm excited to hear that.
Great.
All right. So 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. That's your setting the bar story. So what's the weirdest or most awkward place you found a date? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're on the job, an active police situation, and you're scrolling Tinder, finding a date. Or maybe you're like Amy, who sent us a voice note.
The weirdest place I ever found love was probably a foster care training class.
Oh, wow.
Because nothing says ready to date like learning how to take care of traumatized children.
Can confirm.
Aaron said, met a guy while we were both hiding in the bathroom during a fire alarm at work.
Oh, wow. Trauma bonding.
Yes. That we dated for 3 months.
A little trauma bonding. I kind That's of funny. Like that.
That's funny.
Got another text on our text line 502-795-1997. I dated and married my chiropractor. LMAO. Wow.
All right.
That comes in handy.
You know, I've always said back rubs sometimes can lead to other things.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But then, like, is it difficult then if you are married to a chiropractor? Like, when you're trying to give the back rubs, they're going to probably have like better standards.
Exchanging back rubs.
Right, but you don't have the training they do. That's probably tough.
Kyle said, I matched with a girl while sitting in the dentist chair mid-cleaning.
Yeah.
Started messaging her, waiting for the dentist to check my teeth. All right.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
Yep.
Multitasking.
Oh, see, another trauma bonding. Met my ex in line for a tornado shelter.
Oh.
Sirens blaring, hair wild, adrenaline doing its thing. We trauma bonded real fast. Wow. Dated for a year.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Weirdest or most awkward place you found a date?
Oh, Melissa, this is good. I once found a date while stuck on a broken down roller coaster at an amusement park.
Ow.
He was in the car behind me and my friend. We were there for 40 minutes just chatting like, well, if we survive.
Wow.
Wound up dating for 6 months.
There you go.
That's cute.
That is kind of cute.
Yes.
All right. John said, I started talking to a girl while I was pulled over getting a speeding ticket. She was actually the passenger in the car next to me that also got pulled over for speeding. Wow. What a police officer that was. We exchanged numbers while the cop walked away, dated for 4 months.
That's great.
I have seen a police officer pull two people over at one time.
Yeah.
Like drive up next to him, point them over, and then drive up next to him. Yes, exactly.
Give you a group talking
to. I know. Wow.
Kara said, I once met someone at a funeral reception. We both reached for the same deviled egg and locked eyes like this feels illegal.
at a
dated 2 months.
At a funeral?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
All right. We'll get to a couple more. Weirdest or awkward places you found a date?
Lisa, I matched with a guy while I was in the middle of a job interview waiting room. Ended up messaging him instead of reviewing my notes.
Did she get the job?
Nope. Ah. But got a boyfriend for 8 months.
That's funny.
There you go.
Paul said, one time in my early 20s, I met a girl while we were both locked out of our apartments at about 2 a.m. Sat in the hallway until maintenance showed up. We ended up dating for like 5 months.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That is cute.
Yeah. Is cute. Olivia, not my best moment. When I started talking to a guy while getting my car towed.
Oh.
he was the tow truck driver, which should have been my red flag. We only dated 3 weeks.
Kelly, I feel like that could have been a you story back in the day.
I mean, I did date the guy that installed my car stereo.
Yeah.
When I first moved to town. That's Circuit fun. City Boy. And Danielle, this is wild, but I met my shortest relationship ever during jury duty.
Oh.
We bonded over the process, made up fake backstories for everyone. Trial ended, and so did we. Dated a total of 9 days.
9 days.
A magical 9 days.
Wow.
Got her through that, though, I bet.
That is good.
Yeah.
All right. Good stories. Sometimes the stupidest things online get the most traction. Our show itself is a living proof. Example of that. Yes.
Yes. Now, listen, this is an age-old debate. Does the toilet paper go over or under?
Little did we know this would turn into such heated debate.
Oh, heated.
As we take a look at a recent Facebook exchange with Dave. I will play Dave.
And Mike. I will play Tracy and Karen.
And so Dave is rolling out facts and just starts it all by saying this is the correct and only way to hang toilet paper.
It's scientific.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Yes, the correct way to hang toilet paper is over. This isn't an opinion. It's science. It's history. It's literally in the original patent. If your toilet paper hangs under, I will assume you also put ketchup on steak.
Oh, please. People who obsess over toilet paper direction are the same people who own 6 different phone chargers and still borrow yours. Under is perfectly acceptable. It's toilet paper, not subject to bathroom feng shui.
Wrong. Underhangers are chaos agents. Every serial killer documentary starts with neighbors saying, "He seemed normal." Then the police find the toilet paper hanging under and suddenly everything makes sense.
You three are all wrong. The real issue is that some of you replace an empty roll by balancing a fresh one on top of a cardboard tube like it's some kind of engineering achievement.
My teenage son treats toilet paper replacement like it's an optional side quest in a video game. The roll can be empty for 6 days, and he'll just keep bringing tissues from other rooms.
Yeah, well, at least he uses tissues. My husband leaves exactly 1 square on the roll, so technically he doesn't have to replace it. That's not a spouse, that's a lawyer.
1 square? That's a declaration of war.
Overhanging toilet paper lets you find the end immediately. Underhanging requires the fine motor skills of a bomb disposal expert.
The under people always act defensive, which tells me they know they are wrong. And don't even get me started on bidet people.
Yeah, like, how does that even work? Do you sit there and air dry? Who's got time for that? And they always brag about having one within 15 seconds of meeting you. Like, "Hi, I'm Emily, and I have a bidet."
That's true. Vegans, CrossFit people, and bidet owners all have the same superpower.
Don't forget people who own air fryers.
Every air fryer conversation starts with, "I haven't used my oven since 2022.
Meanwhile, my biggest concern is when someone hangs the roll backwards at my house. It's like finding out a close friend secretly collects cursed dolls.
I purposely switch the roll to the opposite direction when I visit people's homes. I like leaving little mysteries behind.
That's domestic terrorism.
Look, the evidence is clear. Over is cleaner, faster, and less frustrating. Under only exists because some people wake up and want to watch the world burn.
Fine. Hang it over. Hang it under. I don't care. As long as you're not one of those monsters who puts the new roll on the counter and leaves the empty tube on the holder.
Oh, we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Straight to jail.
Maximum security. No parole.
And their toilet paper gets hung under forever.
And that, once again, was Dave, Mike, Tracy, and Karen all debating toilet paper.
Therapy time. When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, could you use some advice? My wife and I are happily married. We've got a great life together.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually known each other since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in the same town, reconnected when we both moved home after college and fell in love.
Oh, that's cute.
Our families grew up together as well, and I had a massive crush on my wife's older sister in high school.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my current sister-in-law.
Awkward.
She was never really into me.
Oh.
I asked her out all the time. She always turned me down.
Sure.
One night at a party in high school, she and I kissed, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
It rocked my world, but she moved on. We never discussed it. Never told my wife any of this.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we got together, it was well in the past.
Sure.
Cut to a few weeks ago. We're hanging out with my sister-in-law and her husband, as we do all the time.
Uh-huh.
We're having drinks. It was a fun night. Well, my wife went to the bathroom, and my brother-in-law went out to smoke.
Uh-huh.
While they were out of the room, my sister-in-law, who was pretty drunk, leaned over and said she should have dated me in high school and that her sister got the better guy.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Let's marinate in the heaviness of that sentence.
Wow. That was... Wow.
That was a lot.
That
was a lot.
That was her kind of digging on her own marriage, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was stunned. I laughed it off, got up off the couch. She was laughing. My wife came back in the room almost immediately and asked what was so funny.
Mm.
Before my drunk sister-in-law could speak, I changed the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen or spoken to my sister-in-law since. I have no clue if she even remembers what happened.
Wow.
But I can't get that moment out of my head.
Sure.
Like I said, I love my wife.
Yep.
I don't want to leave my marriage, mm-hmm. but I'd be lying if my heart didn't skip a beat a little when I heard my high school crush gush about me.
Ooh.
Plus, they are close sisters, like mm-hmm. best friends.
Mm-hmm.
My wife would be crushed if she knew this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? Do I do anything? Do I confront the situation? Tell my wife. Hell!
I'm thinking... his wife may already know that they kissed in high school. Like, I feel like that, if they're close sisters, wouldn't that be a thing?
Okay, but I don't think that that's really the issue here.
Well, I know that's not the issue now, but I'm saying that, you know, maybe she already knows that part of it.
Possibly. Because maybe she doesn't.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't. And I don't think it would serve his wife at all to admit what his drunk sister-in-law, who may not remember she said that. Okay, we don't
do you
know
say
if
something
she
to
remembers
the, do you say something to
that.
The sister-in-law?
I don't,
like, hey, do you remember what you said to me the other night when because, we were on the couch?
Again, what is that going to do? Because if she's like, yeah, and I meant it, do we blow up both marriages?
If she says, yeah, I meant it, then you probably got to tell your wife.
I mean. I feel as though.
Hey, honey, there's something that's happening right now, and I don't know how to get a hand on it. And
if I were him, I would just proceed as if that never happened.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Things happen. Pass is the pass.
Because what's he going to do? But hurt his wife, potentially wreck her relationship with her sister, best friend, and the sister-in-law's husband. Like, if he finds this, could have ramifications that are like threefold.
Well, we know from experience on this show with this segment that it is very rare, I will say, when one sibling can go to the partner of another sibling and everything be fine.
Right. Like if say he plays this out and they both
leave this out.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
Like, wait, they leave their marriages so that he can get with older sister. How is that ever going to work?
Yeah. I mean, they'd have to like
for
move,
a happy
move
life.
States
that
and
would
they just have to.
Destroy the family. The family. So we ignore and deny.
Wow.
Ignore, deny, forget.
All right, we're getting a little slice of Kelly here.
Right? Isn't that the only answer here?
I mean, like, that's my initial thought is, man, I don't know if we tell your wife. But then part of me is like, but then all of a sudden, you've got this weird thing now with your sister-in-law that's kind of buried. And it's like, every time you saw her. Every time
well,
you saw her.
Okay, so the next time we see her will be
because
telling.
Because they said they do it a lot.
Yes, and he hasn't seen her yet since this happened. So we don't know yet if she remembers. Leslie says move on, but if it happens again, say something.
502-795-1997. Have you ever dealt with siblings like this?
If his sister-in-law is unhappy in her marriage, she's going to have to figure that out and handle that herself, but he should not be involved in that.
No.
Nope.
I mean, because he said several times, he's like, I love my wife.
Yes.
Love my wife.
Like, not leaving her is not an option. We're not leaving her to go get with his sister. That's not happening. All
right. We're in the middle of a little family drama here, and it involves Derek and his sister-in-law and his wife.
So I guess Derek, back in the day,
like, he had a little thing.
Had a little thing crush on the sister-in-law.
Yeah, to the point where he would ask her out. She'd say no. They shared a little kiss.
In high school, a long time ago. Long time ago. Well, yeah. Fast forward, sister-in-law got a little drunky drunk when the spouses were out of the room and admitted, I should have dated you instead. My sister got the better man. Which alluded to, I'm unhappy in my marriage, and I'm crushing on you again.
Yeah.
Just twofold. I mean, that could wreck the family.
Yeah.
Literally wreck the family.
Yeah,
and
for
he's
sure.
Not sure if sister-in-law remembers what she said in the drunken moment. So there's a lot of still what ifs, and he says he loves his wife.
There are a lot of people.
Leave her for this.
I was going to say, Kelly, there are a lot of people who are saying he needs to just go ahead and get in front of this and tell his wife.
Alexis says, Kelly, my blood is boiling. Is it boiling at me, Alexis? Are you mad at me? But also, if she does end up finding out later on, that's going to be irreparable damage. That's what a lot of people are saying, that he should tell his wife. Let her approach the sister and let those two handle it amongst the two of them. But oh my gosh. Just Jared is saying, let it go, like Tony Melito says. Yeah, the past is in the past. He's like the only one everybody is saying, you got to tell your wife or it's going to come back to blow up in your face. Lying by omission is so much worse, according to Justin.
Now, I'm Whitney, so you've lived this experience dating a brother in high school and the other brother liked you.
In school, I was dating a guy and his brother was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
I had to tell the brother what was said, and when it happened, it blew up. Everyone was mad at everyone, and they actually kicked the older brother out of the house.
Okay, so So was it the older brother that you had to have a talking to?
No, it was the younger brother that I was actually dating.
Did they ever reconcile?
I do not know.
Oh, so you were like, I'm going to wipe my hands here. And
so are you no longer dating the younger brother either? This is like in the past?
Yes, this is in the past.
Oh, gosh.
Was that part of what led to your guys' breakup, or was there other things? Wow.
Yes, that is what caused our breakup, because he got mad and thought that, like, I was seeing his older brother.
Yeah, so, all right, so, Whitney, what are you thinking here?
Like, should he tell his wife what his sister said in a drunken moment?
I mean, I would, to a point. But I would not explain everything in detail until he finds out if the sister was actually drunk and remembered it or not.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Whitney.
I'm really stunned by how many people are saying. Now, I'm a lightweight, thinking I love my wife is an affirmation, because there's an ounce of temptation there. Definitely don't get tipsy with sister-in-law when she's tipsy or in the vicinity. Leave no room for error. And I said, well, do we tell the wife? No, if there's not a chance, you know, meaning like,
I don't know.
You need to find out first of all, a sister-in-law remembers.
I think originally,
she's going to double down on that.
I think originally I was like, yeah, you just keep that. Keep that a secret. That's the old Tony Melito.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
But I think you're still going to have those moments with sister-in-law, her husband, and all that, you got to at least fill your wife in and say, hey, I don't know how big a deal this is.
I don't know how big a deal this is.
But your sister may have said while she was drunk that
you got the better man.
And maybe
she regrets not dating me. I mean, what?
Or maybe you just
is saying, "Tell the wife" in all caps.
I think you gotta tell the wife at least part of it. You know,
Tish says it serves no purpose in telling the wife what the sister-in-law did was kind of slimy. Just because she's unhappy doesn't mean she should come for their marriage.
She was
just testing the water to see if he still had the feelings or not. He did not reciprocate, so maybe that shut it down.
So this is great. We have zero conclusion on this.
Back and forth. I do think, all right. We go to the sister-in-law to see if she remembers saying that, if she's going to admit it.
I don't think she admits it. I think she denies it.
Okay, if she doesn't,
I think she denies
it's done, right? It's done.
Do you spell it out? Say, hey, do you remember saying that you wished you had dated me? Or do you say, hey, do you remember what you said to me the other night?
Maybe. Yeah, it's like, it felt like a little bomb was tossed out there. Do you remember what it was? And then...
Because I can't remember.
I'm starting to hyperventilate about this. I'm getting hives. Am I getting hives?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting hives.
Yeah, your face is breaking out. Okay. All right. Well, I think the wife needs to be folded into the storyline at some point.
Tish is saying going to the sister-in-law can be interpreted as him having feelings or pursuing her. It's a slippery slope. What do we do then?
Listen, we don't need to listen just to Tish, all right? She's not the end-all be-all here. And she's just a listener who's texting us, all right? Sorry, Tish. Love you. Mean it.
But okay. Here, though, if he goes and tells his wife, hey, you're never going to believe what your sister said to me when she was drinking the other night.
Yeah.
And then she goes to confront her sister.
Because she probably will.
And her sister's like, what? No. I never said anything like that.
But at least it's out.
Oh, okay.
At least your conscience is clear.
And then does that kind of put a little flaw on their relationship, that a wedge that kind of is just going to be there from now on.
Sure, there's a lot of ifs and ands and what's happening and all that stuff.
That can have a lasting effect on their relationship.
We could mow over this grass 1,000 different ways, all right?
I'm going to mow it 15 times.
Okay.
In different patterns.
All right, take a look. Derek, we're just going to say, hey, take a look at the comments. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Please tell us what you did, though.
Yeah, and good luck. We don't envy your situation there on 99.7 DJX. That is group therapy.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Summer That Won't Quit, tickets for Ed Sheeran's Loop Tour in Nashville. We're also going to hook you up with a complimentary stay at Red Roof. Rewards members always get the best rate. Powered by Interstate Batteries. Yes. Summer That Won't Quit, 502-795-1997. Good luck. 997 DJX. Time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Abby, calling us from the U of L area. Hi there, Abby.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Abby's got...
Hi.
Love it. Abby's got blonde hair, but is thinking about going back to pink, so that's kind of fun.
Oh.
Is 5'4" and is a professional maid. So do you like the attention you get when you have different color hair?
You know what? I don't know about that, but all of my friends have said that it's impossible to lose me in a crowd. So I do like that, because I wander off sometimes. You know,
that's
they gotta
handy.
Combine.
You wander off sometimes. You're like, ooh, shiny object. What's going on there?
That's exactly it. Yeah, my friends see the pink space buns and they're like, we found her.
That's great. There she is. There's Abby. All right, Abby, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yep, you get three stories. You have to determine, is a star of each story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Here's the first one.
I got caught stealing a blue raspberry Slurpee by putting it in my pants.
Oh. I mean,
I wonder if that was successful.
Slurpee in the pants.
It pains me to say, but I feel like it's drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Okay. I feel like drunk adult as well, just because, I mean, the Slurpees are big cups. And
sure.
I'm not sure if they would fit, logistically speaking.
I was actually a little kid.
Oh.
That was a trick one. That's fair.
That was a trick one, Jesus.
Dang it.
My friend dared me.
All right, I'm warmed up.
Steal Slurpee. I put it in the front of my pants, and I was caught immediately. The whole thing was on security camera. My only hope is that it does not exist to this day.
Great. All right. Well, when your friends double dog dare you.
Yeah. What are you going to do? All right, Abby, you're 0 for 1, but you are warmed up. Here we go. Yes. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got detained by the police because I was jump roping naked on the side of the road.
Jump roping naked on the side of the road, detained by police.
It sounded like a guy, too, so...
Yeah.
I guess I hope drunk adult.
You hope. It's worse if it's a drunk adult, though.
Okay, all right.
I'm going with drunk adult.
All right, so you're both saying drunk adult. Drunk adult. Yeah. All right.
Believe it or not, I was a drunk adult.
Okay. Drunk. All right. Okay.
Adult.
All right. I thought he was about to hit me with a little kid.
I know.
I was drinking like I did back in my college days. I don't know how it happened. I started jump roping in the street, stark naked. Didn't get arrested, though. The cop who saw me there, he knew me, he knew my dad, and he drove me home.
Oh, wow.
He knew his dad. Helps,
helps to know people, right? Helps to know people.
Hey, I saw
helps
Steve.
To know people. He was going through some stuff.
Something. I don't know. If I'm driving and I drive past someone who's jump roping naked, I think I'm just letting them be. I'm just keeping on my...
I'm minding my business.
That's
kind of impressive. A little bit, right?
All right. Let's not think of the logistics there, Kelly.
Let's not.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I took a huge bite out of a cactus plant.
Why are we biting a cactus plant? That doesn't look tasty at any age.
I think just to say she could.
Right.
The first one was a little kid. The second one was drunk. I'm going odds here. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
I mean, because cactuses have visible pointy things.
Yes, visible pointy things.
How do you not calculate that in your brain? Like, that's going to be ouchy, right?
Sure. All right, Kelly, we're going to need an answer.
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Dang it!
Little kid eating cactus.
Why?
I was curious to see what it felt like, and it was awful. Had to go to the hospital. I can't even look at cactus plants still to this day. It's worse than getting your wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay, she just decided to try.
We didn't get a good why. We just understood, yes, ouchy.
Abby, 1 out of 3 is typically a failing grade. However, for participating, we will hook you up. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I did my best.
You did your best.
That was difficult. This game is difficult.
That's right. Abby.
It is.
Congratulations. Thank you for hanging out with us. And I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Valuable life lessons learned here. Let's not jump rope in the side of the road naked. Let's not eat cactuses.
Right.
What in the world?
All right, little kid, drunk adult, the real star is the story. And so how far would you go to date a person that you think is maybe your soulmate, maybe really hot, something like that?
Or you're just hoping.
Yeah, so this lady named Daniela, she went every about 3 months to a funeral. Not because she knew the person that died, but just to catch the eye of the undertaker.
What? The undertaker she thought was hot?
Yeah. So,
and she figured, I'm just going to try to lose my way into getting to know him by showing up to a bunch of funerals?
Yep. What I'm going to do, I'm going to figure out where the funerals are taking place, and I'm going to show up. And she said, I used to think I'll give the family a hug just so I can see them.
But wouldn't he think, if he does start to notice you, man, she knows a lot of people that are dying?
I'm sorry for your loss.
Again.
Hey, Apollo.
Hey,
good seeing
you.
How
are you doing? It's good to see you again.
She said he wasn't always there, so she would go back time and time again. Apparently, the funeral director didn't notice her at first because he was obviously focused on his job.
Well, yes, it's typically not probably a place where he's thinking he can pick up.
Yeah.
The grieving families and friends? No. Probably not.
But Daniela was like, oh, that Undertaker is hot. Really, so I'm assuming that maybe it was the first funeral that she attended. She actually knew the person.
Okay. So, and then noticed him and thought, okay, this is, then hatched the scheme.
And then hatched the scheme. I'm just going to start going to a bunch of funerals. And she did.
Over 2 years.
Yep. And they were married last month.
Oh my gosh.
And she arrived at her wedding in a hearse.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Of course she did. And listen, kudos to him for not thinking that's absolutely psycho. Over the course of 2 years.
Yeah.
Going to funerals of people she doesn't actually know.
Doesn't actually know.
Just to meet him.
Yeah, I mean, she's paying.
Flattering.
She's paying her condolences to the family.
Also could be a little psycho. And then do you think any of the families were kind of always looking over at her going, anybody know her?
Anybody? Or...
Did she sign the guest books?
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming she did.
Daniela, friend. I mean, she could have just put friend. Wow. Like, co-worker.
Right.
Former co-worker, you know.
Is she, like, legit trying to talk to people there and, like, making up fake stories as to how she knew the deceased?
I mean, when you think about the effort she took to...
There had to be some components of that to pull this off,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, where she had to have a backstory.
She had to have a backstory.
Right, to walk in on these... different funerals, all these different funerals, just to catch the eye of Apollo,
yes.
The Undertaker.
That's not like crashing weddings. These are funerals.
She's crashing funerals. Yes, yes.
Bold move.
Which, yes. If Apollo didn't have a sense of humor or something,
right.
He could think, "Wow, this chick is bat blank right. crazy."
Or maybe she's just that hot, and he's just like, "All right, look at me. I'm lucky."
Yeah.
That a hot chick went through that kind of length to try to meet me.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, look, I would probably go with the, hey, we used to work together, if people asked. I think that would be the easiest way to do it, because you
might
probably
be the easiest way, yeah.
You can't go through and say, oh, well, you know, I'm his or her long lost niece.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, really? Okay, we're family here. We ought to know. Yeah, so I think probably just coworker stuff. But,
coworker.
Yeah, but how far would you go to go on a date with someone? Would you attend funeral after funeral if you thought the Undertaker was hot?
2 years. I mean, that's great. Commitment.
That is great. That is great. What a great story.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that. We got a response from a listener who said, I borrowed my friend's golden retriever, pretended he ran off right near the guy's usual jogging path just to spark a conversation. Spoiler, he didn't jog that day.
Oh,
the dog got tired. I got ghosted.
Oh, no. Oh, she had the perfect plan.
Yep.
That was going to be a good plan.
That was a good plan, that's for sure. Yeah. Would love to hear some of your stories, all right? 502-795-1997. How far did you go to hang out with, date, etc.?
And did it work?
Yep, that person, all right? Let us know. We'll hear your stories coming up. Don't know if you went as far as attend a bunch of funerals.
Music
too, because you thought the Undertaker was hot, but
it worked. She married him. Hashtag worth it.
Yeah. Hashtag worth it. Got a message from a listener. Bought a skateboard off of Facebook Marketplace. Watched 2 hours of Tony Hawk tutorials because the guy was a skater.
Oh wow!
Dislocated my elbow before we even made it to the date.
Oh no!
When you fake your interest in a hobby,
right?
I'll tell you what. I used to be a skateboarder when I was younger.
And I
thought, okay, well, it shouldn't be that hard to get back up on it, right? When,
like, riding a bike, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like when the X Games or the Mountain, you remember like the Mountain Dew X Games or whatever, they would always come through like Freedom Hall or something like that. And so went out there and got on one of those like, hey, you try it yourself ramps. And there was just these little ramps
with a skateboard, and I got on it, and man, I wiped out and completely knocked the breath out of myself, and I thought I was dying for like 5 seconds.
Bless your heart.
I know, it was absolutely terrible.
That was like me thinking I could ride a hoverboard. Like, how hard could it be?
Yeah,
I
how
totally
hard?
Ride a hoverboard. We were doing a little photo shoot out at the park, and I totally bit it and messed up my elbow and my wrist pretty good.
I know. Crazy, right? All right. So what else? How far did you go to try to go on a date with someone?
Another message offered to help a guy move back from college by picking him up at the airport 2.5 hours away. We dated for 2 months. He still never paid me back for the gas.
Aw. Mm.
I mean, it's kind of successful.
Yeah.
A couple of months out of it.
Yeah. Another listener messaged us, skated across black ice in a 2008 Corolla just to meet a guy for hot chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Drove through a snowstorm. He texted, "This was fun, but I'm not looking for anything serious. I was looking for my dignity."
Aww. Oh, bless her heart. Oh, applied at a restaurant I didn't even want to work at just because the guy I liked bartended there. Quit 2 weeks later after finally getting a free drink and a high five.
Oh, wow. She went so far as to get a job at the place. She's like, wow, he's cute.
You just move. How else do you get to know someone, right?
Right. Instead of just going there routinely and getting to know the bartender and then learning about him. No,
we're going to be coworkers.
That's right. Coworkers. Then
yes.
That is funny.
Oh, gosh. Joined a 5K because he said he only dated athletic girls. I power walked the whole thing, chugged Gatorade at the finish line, and then told him my real passion was carbs.
That's funny. I only date athletic girls. Okay, well.
I'm a runner.
Guess what?
I'm totally a runner.
That's right. That's right. That's pretty funny. How far would you go on a date with someone? Last message, figured out what time he usually grabs coffee and just started, quote, bumping into him every morning. Went out once. And he drank oat milk and talked about NFTs the whole time.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you found out early.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, that's not that crazy where, you know, you figure out someone's routine and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to be there when they are.
Yeah. Now, this is a little more crazy. Created a fake book club on Facebook to get closer to a guy I liked at the library.
Oh, wow.
He showed up, brought his girlfriend who loved book clubs. Tragic.
Wow. Okay.
Created a book club. Then what if like all these other people show up and then you have to keep the book club going, right?
That's funny.
To save face, don't you?
That's funny.
I feel like you do.
You're like, hey, this is Ben's book club. We're all going to come. We're going to talk about a book.
And then what if you're not even like a reader? You have to like start reading a book so you have something to discuss, right?
Yeah, that's just like, that's like sitcom sort of thing, right?
Exactly.
It's like something that would happen.
How long do you continue that on?
Yeah, that would be like something that would happen in modern. All right, let's do some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh. You lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy here. Losers go first. I believe that's Kelly.
That's me. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Our local bridge was closed today.
It was.
Still can't get over it.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Kelly, two guys broke into my house and stole my calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, they each got 6 months.
Yeah. You split it up evenly.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
What do you call a singing computer?
What do you call a singing computer?
Adele.
Rolling in the deep.
Hello from the other side.
Very good. Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
At a corporate board meeting, the CEO tells a joke. Everyone laughs except for one guy.
Mm.
Didn't you get it? The CEO asked the guy. Guy was like, oh, I got it. But today's my last day.
Oh.
Not laughing at your jokes anymore, buddy.
Oh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How do you turn a soup into gold?
How?
Add 24 carats.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Just found out archaeologists unearthed the largest leg bone ever found.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was quite the shindig.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I changed all my passwords to Kenny.
You did?
Now I have all Kenny logins.
Ah, That makes sense. That makes sense.
All right.
No one's going to get that.
Like living in the danger zone.
No one's going to get that. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
What do you call a group of Navy Special Forces shopping with coupons?
What do you call a group of Navy Special Forces shopping with coupons?
Deal Team 6.
Deal Team 6.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Hey, Ben, I never owned a telescope in my life.
You didn't.
But it's something I'm looking into.
Okay. Hey, what do you call that group if they decide to just shoplift instead?
Are we referring back to Deal Team 6?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Steal Team 6.
Steal Team 6!
Yes.
Yeah! Yeah! That's a little mini series. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, looking back at all the successes and failures in my life, yes, I can't help but to be proud that at least the potty training thing stuck.
Mm.
Yeah. Successful at that.
Still working on that.
Badge of honor. Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
You know, what would you call that team if one of the team members turns the other one in?
I don't know.
Squeal Team 6.
Squeal Team 6.
Yes. Squeal Team 6.
Yes. I was going to say like Snitch Team 6, but that didn't work.
Squeal.
Squeal.
Squeal Team 6.
It was Squeal. That rhymes.
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Guy says I suggested to my wife that we go to the bar separately to relive our first date.
Oh, hey.
So I walked over to her and I said, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Uh-huh.
And she said, get lost. I'm not falling for that again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That did not work out well.
No.
Much like your proposal might have.
Much like. If I tried to do that again. Hey,
yep.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call Jesus with a fistful of coupons?
What do you call Jesus with a fistful of coupons?
Christ the Redeemer.
Thrifty.
Very.
Thrifty.
Very much so.
He could also turn water into wine. That's also thrifty.
Again, thrifty.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Four beer company CEOs walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
The CEO of Budweiser orders a Bud Light.
Okay.
CEO of Miller orders a Miller Light.
Okay.
The CEO of Coors orders a Coors Light.
Uh-huh.
The CEO of Guinness orders a Coke. The other three look at him and say, why aren't you drinking a Guinness?
Yeah.
The CEO of a Guinness says, well, I figured if you three weren't ordering beer, it'd be rude if I did.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
I figured as a Guinness drinker, you would appreciate that.
Yes,
yes. You would appreciate that. Give me the trophy.
Yes.
Give me that trophy.
Take the trophy. That's yours.
Yay. Wow.
Hard in the paint on that one. That is You Laugh, You Lose. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm not necessarily proud of the lineup that I've created on today's show.
Why are you saying that from the top?
I'm just saying.
That's not great advertising.
I know.
You're not selling it yet.
And when these segments come up on the show, you'll understand that this is the kind of blanket, hey, just know that this ain't our A game material.
Why, again, why are you saying it like that?
I just want you to know that my expectations are higher.
You
know that when you hear it, then you'll go, oh, okay, I understand.
You're the let's not ask for permission, let's ask for forgiveness kind of guy. So you, why don't you?
Yeah,
just,
but that's
No. You don't acknowledge. You plow through, and then you look at feedback, and then apologize if need be.
Okay.
You walk in confident, Ben. What are you doing? You walk in the room confident. This is our A game.
Oh, Kelly, trust me. When we do these,
it's delivered.
Kelly, trust me. When we do these segments, I will be all in.
Okay, great.
It will be 100% confidence that I will deliver this material.
You need to start there too. Like you don't make excuses before anything happens. You walk in confidently and you deliver it like this is the best stuff you've ever heard.
Kelly, you and I have done this show for a long time.
Yes.
We have mastered that.
Okay, then.
I'm just saying.
Then why are you apologizing already?
Because I feel like this is a safe space.
Okay. The early crowd gets your vulnerability.
Yes, exactly. Okay. This is raw Ben.
Okay.
This is Ben right. on, you know, just a half a cup of coffee, and know that we are still professionals, even if we are delivering you less than stellar content.
Again, I'm going to ask for you to not already label it less than stellar, because it may turn out to be amazing.
I mean,
you know what? I feel like we shine when the show goes off the rails a bit. In those moments of chaos, we shine.
Kelly, our segment has fart songs. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm not proud.
Okay.
But we will deliver it.
But we're forging
like
forward with that? Okay.
Yeah.
We're plowing through it.
Unless something magical comes up. Replaces this segment. That's where we're going.
Well, it's probably not great that the feel good's going to incorporate poopy pants.
Oh my God, Kelly.
It's probably not Kelly. Great.
Well, you and I have got to get on the same page at some point.
It's on the sheet. It's been there since yesterday.
I don't look at that.
Oh, all right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Because
you don't read past the subject line
too.
Of emails. Okay.
Just like you don't look at the Setting the Bar story. You
that
wouldn't
is true.
Be surprised.
That is correct, because that's a little behind the scenes, is I like to discover it with the audience to get my authentic reaction, because it's usually going to be the best.
This is going to be a terrible show.
Well, let's just do the feel good. Let's just get it knocked out.
So a bakery owner in Washington State's gone viral by letting his kids narrate his videos with lots of giggles. So he makes Kurdish croissants. And the best part is when his kids roast him while mispronouncing his pastry.
Sure.
At one point, they call him Poopy Pants.
The day of the life of our daddy. His bakery is very nice, and I love his bakery. And he makes the cream. That is a three different cheese.
My favorite is the pistachio.
It's pistachio, Aya. That's what I said.
My favorite cream is the chocolate. Everyone else loves the pistachio. Pistachio is really good, but the chocolate bitter. And make the croissants and the cream. Daddy's a Poopy Pants, and I really love his croissants and do everything he does.
Now he's putting on the decorations.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
It's my daddy's a Poopy Pants, and I really love his croissants. He even got a shirt made that he wears in several videos that says Baked by Poopy Pants.
That's funny.
It's fantastic. I mean, he's got like millions of views on his videos. Works of art, and you can see how he does it.
I love those videos, though, where someone does a, like, instructional video, but let someone else narrate him.
Yes.
Those are hysterical.
Yes. And that's kind of what's happening here with his precious, precious little kiddos.
That's great.
So, yeah, I'll put it up on WDJX.com. You can see a couple of them, and then, you know, follow the account. You can see there's a ton of videos.
Nice.
And they're all really precious. So, WDJX.
So, you know Ella Langley. She sings this song.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way.
That's Ella Langley, right?
Yes.
So, she was doing a recent interview, and she was talking about the fact that all these people are posting some remixes of her song Choosing Texas, like on Instagram and TikTok, like misinterpreting the words. Some of them not necessarily very radio friendly. Others, though, are just kind of fun. But she was talking recently in an interview about how she's afraid. She's seen so many of them that she's afraid she's going to sing one on stage.
I'll get songs stuck in my head and parts to it, and I just have that right there stuck in my head, like on repeat over and over again now.
Have you ever actually sung it like that on stage or no?
I feared that a lot. I really do. Because I have the thing about me where it's like, I have one specific thing I should not say, and then I'm accidentally going to probably say it. Like, I don't know why.
I mean, that is all of us, right?
I'm doing taxes. I'm doing taxes. I can tell by the
I'm
way.
Doing taxes. Yeah, I mean, we all like listen to these songs on the radio, and like you make up your own lyrics. Yeah, sure. Or you think certain lyrics say certain things. One of the things that keeps coming up with her Choosing Texas, and this is kind of where the segment takes a turn.
Okay.
Because
play it.
Because it sounds like
Don't explain it too much.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to play it and then I'll
just
explain.
Just play it.
All right.
Yeah, I forwarded.
Because I
forwarded.
And so now, every time I hear Choosing Texas, I'm like, because I forwarded.
And yeah, it's just, no, and she's going to have to sing it that way at some point.
Well, and so
she will.
And that's what she said. She's like, she hears it so many times, Miss Dutch. Yep. She's going to do it sometime.
Yep.
By accident.
That'll be great. That'll be great.
So, I thought, instead of just, like, what are some of the misheard lyrics that you've heard? Because we've all done that. What are some of the other popular songs that sounds like they're singing about farting?
Do you have a few lined up? You did the research.
Because
I'm fartless?
Because I'm fartless.
Yes.
Because I'm fartless. I say that every time. I say that every time we play this song. Every time we play that stupid song by the weekend, I'm like, because I'm fartless.
O-M-G. O-M-G.
I've got more.
Go ahead.
I'm on a 14 carat.
I'm in my farting carrots. I'm farting carrots.
I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. That's like it could be a song from Zootopia, right?
Yes. That Judy Hopp sings. Yes.
Yeah.
She'd probably be farting carrots.
Yeah. Look,
she's a bunny.
I don't necessarily want to get into all the misheard lyrics that you hear in different songs. I just want to get into the songs that sound like they're saying I'm farting.
Just one specific lane.
One this very niche lane here.
Okay.
What about this one?
Yes, I'm farted, but I can't take it. That's what I hear.
That's that Elton Dua Lipa song, Cold Heart. Oh, shoot.
That's 1,000% what it says.
This is stupid.
It's fun.
All right, I've got a few more.
Okay.
Do we just keep plowing ahead?
Roll it.
All right.
Roll it. Shoes on my feet, I farted. I farted.
The shoes on my feet, I farted. It's like, oops. Shoes on my feet, I farted. So dumb.
Oh, Candace, like, I don't hate this. I don't hate it at all.
You know, that's not the only time Beyonce's done that.
Oh, no.
In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it.
In my closet, that's my stuff. If I farted, please don't touch.
In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I farted,
don't touch. That's so great. That is so great.
Oh, man.
Who knew farting made its way into so many iconic songs?
Again, not proud of this segment per se.
No, this is great.
But this is great. Just kind of the, you're getting an inside glimpse as to how my brain kind of starts rolling down the hill.
It's an observation, and we'll blame Ella Langley.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Ariana Grande is not clean.
Okay.
Fart on your body, I came alive.
Well, you do feel better.
Listen, I don't want to kink shame Ariana Grande.
Okay, because you feel better.
You feel better. Yeah, you come alive.
With the bubble guts.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. You feel like a new person even sometimes. Gosh.
Sometimes you do.
I gave into the fire. I know I should have farted.
I know I should have farted. Yes. Yeah, because my tummy would feel better.
That's right. I knew I should have. I knew I should have.
I knew I should have farted.
That's so dumb.
You're never going to hear these songs the same way again, ever.
No. Maybe one of my faves.
I'm in a 14 carats.
I'm in 14 carats. I'm 14 carats.
I'm 14 carats. I'm 14 carats.
Yep. That's 100% what Selena is saying.
All right, I got one more, but it's from the country world, okay?
Okay.
She got too close, so farted. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way.
She got too close, so I farted.
Zach Brown, man. She got too close, so I farted, and she went away.
Yep, Amber says I'm never going to hear anything else ever again now.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
100%.
You're welcome. All right, so anyways, there you go.
It's Ben and Kelly ruined your favorite song.
That is exactly what this
farting
is.
Farting edition.
The farting edition. I definitely feel a little attacked by this setting the bar story. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
However, in a weird sort of way, I feel like I agree. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting triggered by capital letters, then you're doing okay.
You're triggered by capital letters?
This is Gen Z.
Okay, but you agree. Why are you triggered? Why are they triggered?
So first off, I feel a little bit attacked because that's all, when I write in capital letters.
Okay. Well, so then
when
you're
I handwrite things, it's all caps.
But then you're not triggered by capital letters then, right?
No, but Gen Z is.
Okay, but why?
According to a linguist, and many Gen Zers claim using periods aggressive, they also have kind of done away with capital letters, arguing that it feels a little too intense. So Tom Scott, he's a linguist, right?
Uh-huh.
He explains
okay.
that it's tone.
In informal conversations, those that feel like speaking, we don't need capital letters. But that means online communities could use capitals to convey something else that does appear in conversation. Tone.
Yeah, so he's saying capital letters convey something that you can't convey.
Capital letters determine the start of a sentence, proper names. What about that is aggressive?
So all caps became shouting.
All caps.
Okay.
Context matters. If all caps are shouting, lowercase is calm, normal conversation. Remove the punctuation and you get this sort of aloof, don't really care tone that works well for deadpan humor and irony.
Yeah. So,
okay, so we're just talking about texting.
Yeah,
or
we're talking about now
communication kind of writing.
Online sort of texting. Yeah, texting communication. Capital letters are aggressive, according to Gen Z.
If you're texting in all caps all the time, okay, I get it. But I'm still kind of texting with a capital letter at the start of my sentence. Like, I'm still using proper grammar when I text people.
Aggressive.
But yes, listen, I will say this. I feel like a period is disappointing.
Yeah, see, so you understand
it's,
that
it's
too.
It's disappointing. Like, if someone, I say, hey, can you go and get some milk on the way home? And then they say, okay,
sure.
Period.
Right.
I'm like, oh, are you mad about that?
Here's a TikToker.
I've never felt older in my life than when I've texted a Gen Z person and they only use lowercase letters. And then I bring up, like, why do you not use capital letters?
Right.
And as I said it, I felt myself develop osteoporosis. Like, I got a goiter started to form.
Yes.
From how old I was.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, I turned it off on my phone so nothing capitalizes because it just feels so like formal and it's like what older people do. And I'm like,
what?
Why does it make me old to use capital letters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can turn that off.
I guess so.
So you're not triggered by that. Listen, I get, like, who is going to sit there all the time and text in all caps? Like,
we have a coworker who does.
In all caps?
Yes,
all the time?
Yes.
Okay, that's not necessary. But let's just text with regular grammar rules. Like the capital letter of the first word of a sentence, that's capital because it starts the sentence.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying I don't do that.
People are triggered by that.
Well, do you remember a long time ago, we had a coworker who was triggered by ellipsis, the three dots.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
And I use that a lot when I'm texting. She took it as aggression.
We need to stop having feelings about grammar.
Well, there is.
Other than outside of if someone is always texting you in all caps, that feels unnecessary because then you have to like physically turn that on. Outside of that, I'm going to need for you guys to get a grip. and stop being triggered by grammar, because that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So that's why it's a state of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting triggered because of capital letters, you're doing okay. Got several text messages. In my job, I was trained to use capital letters when putting medical records into charts and putting in communications. I got in trouble because I was yelling at people and coming off as angry and rude.
Oh my gosh.
Jacqueline says, I also write in all caps. It's my architectural drafting penmanship, and it's faster for me. Yeah, that's okay. What I'll say.
See, I'm cursive. I'm cursive everything because it just flows better. It's faster in my mind.
Right.
I'm proper grammar. I'm cursive. That's what I'm doing. And it angers me that some schools are not teaching cursive anymore. How are you supposed to sign your name on documents? I don't understand that.
So,
I met a 26-year-old who didn't know how to write cursive, and I was dumbfounded.
This is...
How do you read doctor's prescriptions?
This is an opportunity now to...
Oh, gosh. Sabrina Kelly, cursive is definitely senior citizen status. I feel attacked!
All right, hey, hang on.
Oh, wow.
We will air grievances.
Oh, wow.
Coming up, all right? So
Shots fired!
Especially if... Is there anything else... And I want to talk to Gen Z. Is there anything else that we do that is triggering?
And I'm going to need y'all to get a grip. What is wrong with you? Go get an emotional support stuffed animal, give it a hug, and then get over the grammar.
502-795-1997.
I'm fired up.
We'll do some of those.
Get off my lawn.
Next on 997DJX. The airing of grievances. Gen Z, there's several linguists that are saying Gen Z is done with capital letters, triggered by all caps. Now, I get it, like in text messages, if someone texts you all caps, they're yelling.
Yes.
So, but...
But just being triggered by grammar in general is crazy to me. Also, by not knowing cursive. That's kind of blowing my mind with so, like, because I'm... You sign your name on documents. Like, how do you not know how to do that? Corey said, my new hires just print their name when it says sign. They just look at the next line that says print, and they're like, I just did. And clarifying that sign means cursive, and they say they don't know how.
Amy.
So, as a very proud Gen Xer, I feel like being able to read and write cursive gives us a superpower over the generations behind us.
It's like. Listen, I'm going to write in this
greeting card.
I'm going to write in these native hieroglyphics, and no one's going to be able to decipher what I'm saying.
Yes,
especially my kids. Yeah,
that's great, yeah. Amy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. Hey, Jesse.
Kelly is the voice of reason.
Thank you.
I'm a millennial,
but
I'm calling in because there are people in my office, Gen Z people, who do not capitalize even an email.
I can't handle it.
I'm a 38-year-old woman, and I'm freaking out, losing my mind.
Yes!
Thank you, Kelly. Everybody, get a grip.
Jesse, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, have a good one.
Harry says, I'm Gen X and like to have my ringer on. My kids think that's uncool. Yeah, I hear you. Maddie texted in and said, calling instead of texting. If my phone rings unexpectedly, I assume it's either an emergency or he accidentally butt dialed me.
Yes!
That is funny.
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God, yeah. Marion says, what about when boomers do ellipses, but with commas? I think that's when it's time to just end the conversation with them.
Oh, bless their hearts. I haven't seen that a lot, but yes.
I've seen that from time to time. That's funny. Yeah,
Missy
says the same thing about cursive, and that's total Gen X thing. It's like a secret language from the younger generation.
But it makes me sad because, like, your signature is your signature. They use it in crime investigations, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Handwriting samples. Stuff like that. Lisa says, I would rather be a boomer than someone actually triggered by letters. Good grief. Yes. Get a grip is what I have to say.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
It's grammar. You're taught it in school. It's not trying to attack you. Other than texting all caps at someone is yelling.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll allow.
Or ending a sentence
ending
in a period.
I'm like, why are you mad at me?
Yeah, so
I need exclamation points all the time.
So Kelly has retractable triggers on grammar.
But just in the texting realm.
In certain...
With friends.
Certain things you have a hard line stance on. Yes. Absolutely don't get triggered, but I am going to get triggered on other things.
But I am like, why are you mad at me?
But
you
yes.
put a period in your text so, message to me. Are you mad about me asking you to do that? What's the matter? What have I done?
Oh,
sorry.
And see, Annie.
And I'm sending the crying laughing emoji.
Annie texts in and says, I'm a millennial and my son makes fun of me for overusing exclamation points.
Yes, I do that all the time.
And she says,
I feel like it's happier.
I need people to know I'm not mad.
Yes!
Isabel just texted and said, 100%. Using the crying laughing emoji, unironically, ooh. That emoji's been through too much.
No.
It needs to retire.
No, it does not. Can never. Can never. I will always use it. Always, always, always.
Oh, that's
And usually fine. It's the sideways crying laughing, because I feel like that's even more hysterical.
Yeah, Mandy said, writing LOL, but clearly not laughing. Like, you just write LOL just to, like, break up the...
Oh, yeah. Yes. See, yeah, I will use the emoji before... typing out LOL more times than not.
Mm, all right.
Oh, Chase says, my mamma wrote all of her journals in cursive.
That's sweet.
She had beautiful handwriting. My cousin, who's in his early 20s, legit asked when looking through her stuff if someone could read it because he can't. How are you supposed to read mamma's journals if you don't know cursive,
yeah.
kid?
Yeah. All right.
Go get a workbook. You should still be able to find one and learn it.
Okay. Someone texted in and said, Kelly's laugh is the crying laughing emoji.
Thank you. All right. Yes.